Women Art Revolution is a film on the last 40 years of the American feminist art movement by feminist artist Lynn Hirschman Leeson. Rowan Crowe is a Winnipeg-based artist and co-director of the Institute for Women's and Gender Studies at the University of Winnipeg. She joins me to discuss the film and its importance for artists. One thing I found interesting about the film, as someone who's not an artist and not an art historian, was all the images that were shown, and in particular the contrast between minimalist art, which was very popular in the 60s, and then the emerging feminist art. Since the 60s, how has feminist art influenced art more generally?
I think that was such a beautiful visual contrast, actually, in the film. This visual, this minimalist art that, you know, they showed one image where there was this very fine line drawn on an image, and then they contrasted that with, for example, an artist who was doing painting with her body. And so there was this real contrast between a minimalist art and a feminist art, which tended to be, as it was described in the film, messy and more expressive. And I think that was really interesting because I think it is still an issue today. Maybe not in the sense of minimalism versus feminist art, but in the sense that you can't quite claim the emotions or the underlying emotions or even the politics of a piece, that somehow there's still some censorship around that kind of work, especially in a gallery setting. So I definitely still see that tension there, and I think perhaps it's a tension we still see in feminism, that supposedly there's this objective sense that everyone should be subscribing to, when really there's a lot of feelings and a subjective self behind, say, a piece of work or a lecture or a whole body of knowledge even.
And so things can get messy.
Things can get messy.
And it's okay.
Evocative, feelingful. I was reading that there's one particular kind of feminist art now called feminist expressionism. So, you know, borrowing from the German expressionists, because you think about, you know, what kinds of stories, how are certain kinds of stories told best through art? And so, for example, stories of trauma, war, stories about oppression maybe need that kind of evocative approach to art making.
I wanted to talk a little about the politics of feminist art, and I thought the film, you know, focused it in an interesting way and talking about the personal as being very political, and a lot of the topics that were expressed in the art were very, very political at the time, and still, you know, very, for a lot of women, very important, and showed how the art challenges gender relations and patriarchal society. But how does feminist art also challenge other relationships or power structures, the economic and, you know, political structures within capitalist society? Does it come at it in a different way than other art?
How does feminist art do that?
Is it more anti-capitalist?
Well, yeah, I was interested in that question. Is it more anti-capitalist? Well, feminism, there's lots of different kinds of feminism. You know, there's liberal feminism, there's anti-capitalist feminism, there are different kinds of feminism. So certainly some kinds of feminist art certainly would be anti-capitalist or anti-colonial or take a certain stance against war. But definitely not all feminist art would do that. And is it more... I mean, it depends, and in what context. I would say no, and I find a lot of political feminist artists are making connections with other artists who are doing that kind of work who are outside of a feminist art scene.
One thing in terms of the women as artists in the film that I found fairly surprising was how the film opened with, I think it was people outside of a gallery who were asked to name three women artists, and at most, it seems people could struggle to come up with one name. And here in Manitoba, we seem to have a culture that really supports artists and a lot of public interest in the arts. Do women artists in Manitoba still struggle with recognition, though?
Well, absolutely. I think especially women artists who are doing certain kinds of art. So art that's not for commercial sale are going to be struggling. And I think one of the reasons why we've had such success in Manitoba is because of, you know, in the 70s, MAWA, Mentoring Artists for Women's Art, was established. And it was established by Diane Whitehouse, another woman whose name I'm blanking on right now, and somebody from the plug-in gallery, and they really recognized that there was a need. And Diane Whitehouse came from a real union background in the UK, and she brought those politics, I think, to the beginning of Maoa. So Maoa has had this place in Manitoba for, you know, over 25 years now, and that really has created created space, recognition, comradeship with other artists in the city, which is, it is really unusual. For example, we have a longtime member in Maoa, Agonitha Dick, who's been working with bees for a very long time. And she was recognized in the Governor General Awards in Visual and Media Arts. And, you know, that was a phenomenal recognition for a local artist. As well, we have somebody internationally known sculptor and installation artist named Jennifer Stillwell, who's been nominated a couple of times for SOBE Awards. And certainly these women's art stand, you know, that their art stands on its own. It's not that they need an organization like Maoa to have been recognized for their art, but I think that organization does help with the mentoring, with having entrance into the art scene.
And I imagine for, you know, all emerging artists, it is hard to deal with art institutions and people who are more established. And another thing I found interesting was the conversations in the film with the Gorilla Girls, who are a group of women artists who wear gorilla masks to hide their identity when they're fighting sexism within art institutions or the establishment. Here, is it also hard to openly address sexism? And I guess within art institutions, but also within other, you know, more progressive institutions within that, you know, feminists or feminist artists are dealing with.
I was really thinking about this when I was coming to the interview about what kinds of art is it still difficult to make, what kinds of art, and definitely art that directly confronts institutions is going to be difficult for people to take up. It is still difficult for certain ideas to be taken up in a meaningful way. Anti-capitalist ideas, ideas that ask questions, for example, about the institutions themselves, about arts institutions. What are art institutions doing? You know, what is this art market that we find ourselves in? Asking those kinds of questions, I think, are particularly difficult. I think questions of sexism are still very difficult to ask. And I've been, you know, sometimes it's because we're in a small community, right? And you're when you're, you know, calling someone on their sexism who has power and privilege in an organization, they can also be your friend or your mother's uncle or, you know, something. It's such a small community. So it's very difficult for us to address those questions.
I liked how the film ended with the younger women talking about their art and also how they, you know, were learning about the women that had come before them or how they had been influenced them. For you as an artist, were there women that you saw in the film that you thought, I want to learn more about them or relearn about them?
I think I had been, because I've taught courses on feminist art, I was aware of most of the artists there that were in the film. Certainly, you know, you played the section from Laurie Anderson and her album Homeland is a really brave piece of work that she's doing in the States right now. So I was reminded of Laurie Anderson and overall, rather than one particular artist, I was reminded at how confrontational actually their work was. And also how collaborative. So the thing about the feminist art at that time is they were really interested in communication with the general public about ideas. They were interested in confronting and calling out certain things. And they were interested in collaboration. So joining with other people. And then, you know, we have a movement.
Well, I really enjoyed the film, so thank you for bringing it to Winnipeg. And finally, if people do want to borrow the film, where should they go to do that?
They can reach us at the Institute for Women's and Gender Studies. You can find us on the web, and the contact information is there.
Great. Thank you very much. And we'll put a link to it on our website as well.
Thanks, Karen.
I've been speaking to local artist Rowan Crowe, who is the co-director of the Institute for Women's and Gender Studies. And the film Women, Art, and Revolution also has a website, and that is womenartrevolution.com. And you're listening to Mud and Water on CKUW 95.9 FM.